This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. America's largest companies are on pace to post two consecutive quarters of double-digit profit growth for the first time since 2011, helped by years of cost-cutting, a weaker dollar, and stronger consumer spending. Earnings at S&P 500 companies are expected to rise 11% in the second quarter, according to data from Reuters, following a 15% increase in the first quarter. A report by Australia's Human Rights Commission shows that 51% of all university students were sexually harassed at least once in 2016. It also shows that more than 2,000 students, or 6.9% of those surveys, were sexually assaulted at least once in 2015 or 2016, and that in the vast majority of cases, neither the victim nor bystanders reported the episode. Venezuelan officials, after counting the votes, certified the creation of a new political body known as the Constituent Assembly with the power to rewrite the Constitution to favor President Maduro and empowered in the meantime to dismiss any branch of government viewed as disloyal. Trump's newly hired communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, was fired after 11 days in the job by Trump's newly hired chief of staff, former General John Kelly. Former sheriff Joe Arpaio committed a crime by defying a court order to stop detaining suspected undocumented immigrants, a federal justice judge ruled in the latest rebuke for a once popular politician who was voted out of office last year. The crime is a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail. Starbucks has found a success in China by investing heavily there, paying significantly higher wages than competitors, and extending its employee ownership benefits to Chinese workers. Company has also been offering housing allowances and health care benefits and unusually offering critical illness insurance for the parents of employees and inviting those parents to an annual meeting of the company's Chinese staff. Today, Starbucks China is run by a female executive. The company is opening 500 stores per year in China and soon a 30,000 square foot coffee emporium in Shanghai. Oil companies were reporting profits as many of them adapt operations technology and expenditures to a $50 per barrel world rather than a $100 per barrel world. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.